This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN. This is ESPN New York Tonight. Here's Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer.
It was a tough night in Philly for the Knicks. Plus, if you listened to Gordon Damer last night, you should do promo code Gordon, and we'll explain why. 1-800-919-3776. That's the number to join our conversation on this Thursday night edition of ESPN New York Tonight. Also, hit us up on X, formerly Twitter, at Hardesty ESPN, at Gordon Damer, at ESPN NY. 98_7FM, along with Harvey and Joey, ride for the next hour. Yeah, midnight on 98.7 ESPN. Hey, Gordon Damer.
Larry Hardesty, how are we feeling, my friend?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. Could be better.
Even after that performance tonight.
Well, but I expected Philly to win.
Yeah. You know, well, look, if Philly was ever going to win, this was the game they were in.
This was the game. This was the game. And we'll get more into it, Gordon, but you know what? Let's get our top stories out of the way, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, that's where we begin. In Philadelphia, where's Fargo Arena? Wells Fargo Arena. That's where Joel Embiid dominant. 50 points as the Sixers now trail 2-1 in the Eastern first-round series. 125-114. For the Knicks, you did have a Jalen Brunson sighting, 39 points, 13 assists. Gordon, very quickly, the game for me was changed in the third quarter. Knicks gave up 43 points. That was tough to come back from.
Yeah. The Knicks' best offensive night, right? You got some good offensive performances. Certainly Jalen Brunson looked like Jalen Brunson tonight, but they just had absolutely no answer for Joel Embiid. And they had no answer in that third quarter, but we'll get more into it. A lot of things went right for the Sixers tonight, so they get a win. They're back in the series, a win that they needed to have, and we'll see where we go from here.
Absolutely. Game 4 Sunday in Philly, and the game you hear right here on 98.7 ESPN. Elsewhere, change and goal for the Islanders don't work. They lose 3-2, trail Carolina 3-0. Game 4 Saturday at UBS Arena. NFL draft in Detroit. Your top 5 picks, Caleb Williams to Chicago, Jaden Daniels to Washington, Drake May to New England. Yeah, all three of them were quarterbacks. Wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. to Arizona. Offensive tackle Joe Alt to the Chargers. That's a big boy, Gordon Damer. Wow, when he got up out of his seat.
Some big dudes, right? Yeah.
He didn't even have pads on. He just kept going. Right. He kept going. And at number 6, the Giants selected.
With the 6th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Giants select Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU.
Gordon, that was the right move.
It was. There was a lot of talk today of a move up, a trade up. Drake May was the target. Seemed like the Giants were trying to get up to 3. The price that they would have had to have paid, I would not want to have to pay that price. It puts all the pressure on the team right now. I don't think any quarterback the Giants would have drafted without having some weapons around them would be successful, so I think they made the right move tonight. They avoided the shiny object, and they made the smart move.
No question about it. Now, last night, Gordon Damer said this.
I think the Jets move down, and they will take the tackle out of Penn State, Fashanu, I think is how you say it.
Yeah.
And I think they'll recoup that second-round pick, and that will be the skill position player.
Promo code Gordon.
Yeah, they didn't get the second round pick, but they got some extra draft assets.
Yep, fourth round pick.
If you nailed, I think I also had the Giants pick as well. I said wide receiver, so I had the position right. I don't think I gave a name on that one, but yeah, it was a very profitable night as far as the NFL draft in the Damer household.
Hopefully he'll give 6 lotto numbers before we leave the air tonight.
I wouldn't count on it.
So at number 10, Jets swap with Minnesota. They take quarterback J.J. McCarthy. And Gordon, I have a question for you about that in a second. At 11... the Jets made a choice. Gordon told you who it was. Olu Fashanu. Joe Douglas, what do you see in this kid?
With Olu, I mean, obviously, him being a left tackle, just what he does in pass pro, his production in pass pro, very low pressure rates, playing in one of the top conferences in the country. He's just a really high-level, high-impact pass protector. You know, and I don't think he gets enough credit for his run blocking, just a big giant body, 6'6", 315 pounds with long arms, and he's a very tough, competitive young man.
Gordon, help me out with this. How does Minnesota make a deal with the Jets, who are not taking a quarterback?
Well, I mean, Joe Douglas, credit him, must have convinced the Vikings, hey, if you don't move up, maybe we have another team that might want to move up. There were other teams that were looking at quarterbacks. The Broncos took one. The Raiders certainly could have been looking at one. So if you are the Vikings, do you want to let your guy, the last of the group there, get away for a fourth or a fifth round pick? I think it was a right move for the Vikings. I think it was a smart move by the Jets. I think it was a typical win-win.
Absolutely.
Which, with the Jets, there's not too many win-wins during the season, so we got to get some win-wins during the offseason.
Well, you know, this is a good move. We'll see what else Joe Douglas does in the NFL draft this weekend. And finally, on our top stories, A's beat the Yankees 3-1 for a four-game split. Gordon, for that game, the Yankees just couldn't get a hit. A key hit.
Oh, my God. A small village on the base. I got too frustrated. I turned it off in, like, the third inning.
Boy, did you know what was going on? You've been on the road.
There's too much other stuff going on. This was one of – it didn't turn out the way I wanted it, but this was really one of the top sports nights of the year. First round of the draft, a Knick playoff game. The Yankees – I couldn't deal with the Yankees tonight.
I understand. I really do. Those are top stories. When we return, we'll take your phone calls on the Knicks. But first, the second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset. That's just steps away from the Manhasset station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubs. It's the pregame party with Rick and Dave on Thursday, May 2nd, and it's brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company. Celebrate the no-frills good life with Montauk Brewing Company, makers of New York's favorite craft beer, Wave Chaser IPA. It's a highly approachable brew that is packed tropical hops and delivers endless flavor. Chase your wave. And by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please Zing Zang responsibly.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Lowry trying to duck behind an Embiid screen, behind the back dribble now. Lowry kicks it back up top Embiid. Brunson closes out on him, and he knocks down the three. Embiid has 5 three-pointers and 41 points.
Pat O'Keefe with the call here on 98.7 ESPN. 41 of 50, Gordon, of Embiid's points tonight. He was motivated. He was very physical. He wanted to make sure that Philadelphia won this game tonight, Gordon Damer, and he did a fabulous job.
He did everything that he could possibly do and more. I mean, 50 points, was efficient, went to the line more than the Knicks did as a team. The Sixers shot almost 50% from three. They shot over 50% from the floor. They had the amazing third quarter, could not miss. I mean, it was not just Embiid that could not miss. They had other guys banging in threes from everywhere. So, yeah. They almost got double digits from Tobias Harris. It was that kind of night for the Sixers. They got everything going their way, Larry.
It was, excuse me. And the other thing, Gordon, they got some big boost from their bench. Cameron Payne was huge for them tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
11 points in 16 minutes. He hit his first eight shots. He got his first 8 points. He was tremendous for them. And three or four from three. So that a big boost. Then what do we always tell you? Your benches play well at home. And that's what you got from him. Also, Kelly Oubre was more offensive minded.
Yes.
So he was able to give them some more points. So absolutely. Tyrese Maxey, even though he had 25, he was 9 of 21.
It felt like he had more than that, though. It felt like he was driving to the basket every 2 seconds and getting to the basket every 2 seconds. So, look, I don't really think, as a Knicks fan, the loss bothers me. The Sixers did everything right.
Yes.
The problem that I have is that moving forward now, if this Mitchell Robinson injury is going to be a factor, that's a problem. Bogdanovich, even though he hasn't done much in this series, he went down grabbing his wrist at one point.
Yes, he did.
Chua had some decent minutes, but I think you're going to have to maybe rely on him more. It's not so much this loss, because I expected the Sixers to win this game. And the fact that everything went right for them, that bothers me less. Like, if they had won a close game, that would bother me more.
Exactly. I agree with
that. So it's not really about this game. It's about moving forward. How do the Knicks respond from this?
1-800-919-3776. Gordon, for me, it's okay. So the Knicks don't play again until Sunday. So you got some days for Mitchell Robinson. Mm-hmm. All right, so you can work on him and see what's going on with the ankle, and maybe he's limited. Maybe you have to watch his minutes and so on and so forth. Okay. Maybe you have to put Precious Achiuwa in there and mix and match. Maybe Achiuwa is going to have to play more when Embiid's on the bench. Mm-hmm. So maybe this way you can steal some minutes with him and you can rest. You'll have your limited minutes with Mitchell Robinson and you get, you know, Hartenstein some rest as well. So that's the thing. Dante DiVincenzo tonight struggled.
No, not a good game, no. And I think maybe it was the hard foul at the beginning of the game. He got his face scratched up.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe that shook him up some. Maybe it was just a bad game, but he did not have an impact really at all.
He did not. And he's been a guy so much to the point, Gordon, that he was on the bench a long time. I mean, mm-hmm. Deuce McBride was in the game a while.
DiVincenzo played 28 minutes, which sounds like a lot, but under Tibbs, 28 minutes is like, that's like a walk in the park, 28 minutes.
I mean, not when Hart played 43 and Brunson played 45.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't look like it was a lot. I will say this. Maybe a few more points, but I really liked how OG Anunoby played tonight on both mm-hmm. ends of the floor. Defensively, he was his normal self, and he put some points up. 17 points was big, especially because you weren't getting points from DiVincenzo.
Yeah. Well, look, they got to figure that out. I mean, the offense wasn't really the issue tonight. It was really the defense. And I did think that Maxey was getting to the basket way too easily, so yes. They have to kind of adjust to that. And maybe part of that was that they just didn't have Mitch and Hartenstein was in foul trouble, so all that night. Might have been an issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can deal with this loss. It's just now the focus shifts back to you. Sixers had to win this game.
Yes.
Now, the next game on Sunday tells you whether or not this is a long series and the Knicks uh-huh. are now in a fight.
Right.
Or whether or not they still have the control that they thought they had when they went down there.
Well, it's very simple, Gordon. They were the number two seed. You have to mm-hmm. play like it on Sunday.
Absolutely.
It's very simple. You're mm-hmm. the number two seed. You know, your guy was back. Mm-hmm. Brunson was back. Brunson was back. Now
Brunson was back tonight.
Everybody else has got to play. They got to rebound better. The rebounding, give Philly credit. They rebounded better tonight, better off the boards than they had previously. Mm-hmm. And they challenged them. But you knew that was coming. So number two seed, let's see what you do on Sunday.
Absolutely.
1-800-919-3776. Gordon, let's start with Buddha, the Sixers fan. He's up first on ESPN New York tonight. What's up, Buddha?
What's going on, guys? What happened tonight?
Everything went right for the Sixers, a game they had to have at home. I mean, I don't think that it's much deeper than that. I mean, Joel Embiid was fantastic. They went to the foul line every mm-hmm. 2 seconds. Embiid got away with an outrageously dirty play that he should have been ejected from the game for. But they did what they had to do.
Yes. I remember there was a movie called South Central. And the young man was stealing car stereos. They asked him, father, what's going on? He said, show your rap. Yeah, but Cole, the other night you said the game was over. You said, I mean, not the game. You said the series is over.
I didn't say that the Knicks were going to sweep the series. I'm just saying I think the Knicks have control of this series. I think that Joel Embiid, as great as he was tonight, I don't think he's going to be able to put up 50 points every single night. And I still think the Knicks are in control of the series.
Okay, listen, I don't disagree that the Knicks are still in control of the series, but you did say if this series is over.
Were going to sweep the series.
They're not winning another game?
No, I didn't say that they weren't going to win a game. I think that the Knicks are going to win the series. I would still say that what I said at the beginning of the series, Knicks in six. I think the Sixers could still win another game in this series, but I think the control of the series is in the hands of the Knicks. Tonight was a great performance, but I don't think that they're going to. I don't think they're going to shoot 50% from three every single game and go to the foul line 33 times and do all these things every single game.
I think saying it was a great performance is a loose term because, listen, Kelly Oubre committed four unbelievably stupid fouls in the fourth quarter, you know, to try to allow the Knicks to get back in the game. But this is why, I'm just being a wise guy. You know I love you guys.
Oh, I know that.
But this mm-hmm. is why this is why I say stuff like the way I say. Listen, when you're looking at sports and things like that and games and series and NBA, you know, it's ebbs and flows. Things go up and down. I don't really think Nick Nurse had a great game tonight. He challenged some calls that were really stupid to challenge. And basically, you had a great player. And like you said, he had a couple of days off, so the leg would be better. This has been his best game of the series. And I love Brunson. Don't get me wrong. I love Brunson. If Joel Embiid is 80% of who he is, he's still the best player on the court. So he's going to account for a win or two here or there. But when you saw what was taking place in the game, this game, forget about the first half. When you look at the second half, a really great team or a championship team, this is what I've been saying about this team. I'm not trying to always down my teams or nothing like that. But a really great team would have, this game would have been over at the end of the third quarter. There would have been a monstrous push. You know, the way that the Nuggets make those pushes, the way that the Warriors used to make those pushes when they were good teams. And the Sixers, they played hard, and I commend them and all that, but they're still a flawed team. When you got your best player, when your best player is the center, he's got to have that bodyguard. He's got to have that forward who can do the dirty work for him to allow him, you know, to play free. Similar to the way Gordon does the dirty work for Jokic and allows him to play free. So, you know, until the Sixers get that stuff, you know, figured out and get a wing and, you know, basically, like, put a team and a bench around Embiid, in a lot of ways, they've kind of wasted his prime already, if you really analyze it, you know, from you know, just like a pure sense of basketball. You know how hard it's going to be for the Sixers to get to a championship level? These other teams are going to get better. The Knicks, and I've been all the poking fun. I'm just doing it for fun. The Knicks, let's look at the Knicks as opposed to the Jets. The Knicks are doing it exactly the way you're supposed to. First year, made the playoffs. Second year, all right, that didn't go well. Third year, made the playoffs, won a playoff game. I fully expect them to win this series at the end of the series. You get to an Eastern Conference Finals. You build, you build, you build. There's no shortcuts in sports. And, you know, I didn't even watch the draft. I don't even know who the Jets took. You know, but this is the kind of stuff that, you know, when you hear sport, I've heard fans calling today talking about the Jets, we're a Super Bowl team. What? Could you make the playoffs first? Can you make the playoffs one time?
Wow.
In the Rob Sala, come on, one time.
They're hoping to be the broken clock that's right, you
Thanks,
know,
Buddha.
Once a day.
Yeah, no question
They
about
say it.
It
every year, so.
You know, eventually be right.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
The flagrant at the beginning. I mean, were you a little worried that it could have been like a flagrant too, with like where did it ever cross your mind at all? That
I didn't even look at it. Sorry, I didn't see it. So,
which one? The one they called or the one they didn't call? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. I just want to make sure we have clarity on that.
Nick Nurse, ladies and gentlemen. Foul? What foul,
Tibbs
Gordon?
Is in his bag there, you know?
Oh, yeah. I want to make sure he always won.
He had another one as well where he was talking about he's going to send the clips of Brunson being fouled into the office.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say marginal contact, but yet when we marginally contact Embiid, he's at the foul line 21 times.
There you go. Jockeying for control. This game is over. We're moving for game four, baby.
Absolutely.
Trying to get
Gotta work the room. It works.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. All you have to do is look under the Phil Jackson highlights when he was coaching the Bulls. He did it every game, after every game, every series. He was whining.
Now, do you want the good news or you want the bad news?
Give me the bad news so I can rely on the good news to keep myself together.
The bad news is that Mitchell Robinson was seen leaving the arena with a boot on his foot.
Okay. What's the good news?
The good news is there's been no update to say that he's out for game four.
And there won't be. This is gamesmanship.
Yeah.
He will be questionable until game time Sunday.
Yeah. Mitchell Robinson left the arena tonight in a walking boot.
Yes.
Robinson missed the second half, obviously, because of the high ankle sprain.
That's to make sure he tries to keep it as, you know, doesn't make it do any more damage.
Do what you got
to
do. Get in the hyperbolic, whatever the chamber thing is.
That's it.
Put those cup things on you that sucks the thing and leaves the marks on. Whatever he's got to do.
Got to be ready for game.
Break Mr. Miyagi out to do the hand thing where he rubs the hands.
That's it.
Whatever works.
Pulling out all the stops.
Every stop.
We need you. We need you, Mitch. 1-800-919-3776. Lang is in Connecticut. Lang, you are next on 98.7.
Hey, gentlemen. Heading back from the game on the turnpike, as you can hear in my raspy voice. And allow me to start out by indicating first-hand experience, first time at Wells Fargo, no less for a playoff game. The Philadelphia 76ers fans lived up to the classless reputation that they have earned, okay? They are by far the worst fan base I've seen. For them to cheer when Mitchell Robinson got hurt, when Embiid committed the foul, the flagrant foul, which, as you pointed out, he should have been ejected for. Now there was a report that he's suffering from some Bell's palsy.
It's
smoke. It's a deflection. It's a way of them trying to kind of take away the attention from what he did. And mind you, it wasn't just that. He kicked two players, Hartenstein and Robinson. There's still images floating around in the groin. Okay. The Sixers came out very, very, very dirty. I mean, there's physical and then there's dirty, and there's a fine line. And, you know, if you watch the Knicks starting the third, right, the Sixers knew their season was on the line, and they kicked it up a notch, and the Knicks didn't match that intensity. And I just hope that next game, not that anyone should go out and take someone out, but they need to match that level of physicality where they're tiptoeing the line of dirty as well. And then the one last thing I wanted to mention, I think while on the box score it only came up as 10, 11 points for this gentleman, when you look at what he did with the Suns last year, campaign, when he hit those threes against the Knicks, the timing of them was big. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helped them because he's a third guy. You know, Buddy Hield, last time he's been seen was on the back of a milk carton. Tobias Harris, I couldn't even pick him up out of a lineup these days. So a guy like Campaign, and then just real quick, with respect to Maxey, I mean, if he's hitting step back 28 footers and then, you know, you get out on it and he goes around you and he hits a floater, when Embiid is out getting his rest like he was at the start of the fourth, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the third, I don't remember. But
it was the fourth,
when he's out, when the fourth, mm-hmm. Yeah, anytime Embiid's out, they need on defense, they need mm-hmm. to play Maxey with like a box and one or something. Because if you get out on him, he goes around you, right? And if you don't get out on him, he hits the three. So you need to, if Embiid's out, you got to play him differently. So
I hear
just
you,
curious,
Lang.
No, you know.
Yeah, I hear you, Lang. Thanks for the phone call. Look, they will make the adjustments, but the key thing you said was, they did not respond to the physicality that the Sixers had. And Gordon, you knew what was coming.
Yeah.
You had to know. Now, of course, obviously, you know, the stuff that Embiid pulled and whatnot, I get that. That's off to the side. I understand that. But in that third quarter, Gordon, there's no, you cannot allow that team to put up 43 in their building on you. You can't do it.
I don't know, though. I mean, it felt like every single shot that they threw up went in. I know that there wasn't perfect defense every single time. Mm-hmm. It just felt like a magical quarter for them. And I'm not gonna say that they had that they didn't match the intensity, because I think the intensity of the Sixers went over the line. And if the Knicks went over the line, I think that they would have been called far more harshly than the Sixers were. Mm-hmm. I think that they were fine in the first half when a lot of the shenanigans went on. I just think that they had a magical quarter and Embiid had a magical game. And
yes,
now the Knicks have to just kind of let this one go and hope that, I don't know what plan B is now if Mitch is going to be out. I don't know if Jericho Sims is going to be broken out of the cold storage, or if it's more of Precious Achiuwa. I don't know how that goes, but... Mm-hmm. I think that they will probably have to figure out a plan B to slow down Joel Embiid. It's not a great sign. Now, look, I still think the Knicks are in control of the series. Mm-hmm. I still think they're in fine shape. I'm mm-hmm. not that despondent about tonight. But it's not a good sign that after game one, we all thought, hey, Joel Embiid is not going to make it through this series playing mm-hmm. like he is, and he has only gotten better as the series has gone along.
And he will be good on Sunday, Gordon, because he's got tomorrow and Saturday to rest. It's not till they start doing that every other day. Mm-hmm. Then now what's that recovery like? He's rested. He's got 2 days. He'll be fine. He's going to be as rested and aggressive on Sunday as he was tonight, because his goal is to come back to New York 2-2.
Yep.
That's his goal. And whatever he has to do to do that, that's what he's going to do. So to be honest with you, the way they played in the third quarter, I expected them to come out that way. I felt pretty good with the way the start was, that the Knicks were still kind of in this, because I expected them to really just like blow the Knicks away. Kind of the way the Lakers started out in their game tonight against Denver.
Mm-hmm.
I expected Philly to come out that way, and they did a little bit, but the Knicks kind of responded right away. So the third quarter was a bit surprising. You're right. Philly hit everything.
Oh, my God.
But I wasn't happy with the Knicks response to it. You know what I mean, Gordon? I wasn't happy that I needed them to kind of play even kind of match them a little more so that it wouldn't be such a big difference. I mean, I scored them like by 20 points in that quarter.
Yeah.
So that's,
it was magic.
It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. Kevin's in Brick. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey, Kevin.
Heading back from the game. It was a great environment. There was a ton of Knicks fans. I mean, Knicks chants. It was pretty cool.
Well, when you heard Deuce hit some threes, you could hear the Deuce chants on the TV. So.
Yep.
It was a fun time, and the whole Philly fan thing, it wasn't that, they were cool. It wasn't like, you felt dangerous or anything like that. It was a fun, good environment. But tough loss, but as much as Embiid is a dirty player and is a huge baby, you can't ignore the fact that this guy is an all-NBA dominant player in the history of the game. He can win this series by himself. Thibodeau has to find a way make an adjustment to stop this guy. And if he's going to play dirty, you don't want to see guys get hurt, but you gotta reciprocate. And, maybe the Knicks can borrow Matt Rempe for a game, but just do shorts on him,
maybe,
throw him out there.
Maybe.
But it's part of the game. You have to get an eye for an eye. You can't let this guy do whatever he wants. And, I don't want to be a pessimistic Knicks fan, but when one team in a basketball series – has a first ballot Hall of Famer, and I hate the guy, he's a total baby, but he's worldly talented. It's a dangerous situation, so I'm not as confident as you, but, you're still up 2-1. You got to get home. I really think this is going to end up in Game 7. So what do you guys think about Thibodeau making an adjustment and not playing dirty, but getting real physical and getting in his head and using fouls and just trying to stop him? So what do you guys think?
I hear what you're saying, Kevin. Thanks for the phone call. Gordon, he will make some adjustments.
Yeah.
The key thing here is, I mean, he's hitting threes. I mean,
he's not down on the block all the time. No, he's hitting shots from outside. And
yeah, and if you start doubling him, you're leaving people open. I don't want Maxie rolling around, Gordon. I just don't. I think, really, you try to put a hand in his face, you do what you can. Gordon, if he gets 50, he gets 50. I can't. Yeah, I just can't have anybody else go off.
And they were fouling him. I mean, I didn't think that they were. Maybe they are. You should make a greater effort for there to be physical fouls.
Mm-hmm.
But he went to the line a ton.
A lot.
So, every 2 seconds he was up there.
I mean, especially late, Gordon. He lived at the foul line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Look, the Sixers were going to get at least a game.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the game. Yep. And not much like there was no carryover from game 2 to game 3. They'll start 0-0 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to hope that Mitch is not going to be lost for a long period of time. That's the biggest takeaway for me tonight.
Yeah.
Is if you've lost Mitchell Robinson for the remainder of this series.
Yeah, absolutely. But once again, you got 2 days. So I think that kind of, you see what you can get from him. Maybe he's limited. We'll figure that out. But that's what the Knicks will do everything they can. The training staff will do everything they can to get him ready to give you something on Sunday. We'll return. We'll continue our conversation on the Knicks. And if you want to weigh in on what's going on with the Knick calls, you can join us in. Giant fans, what do you think? You happy with the wide receiver, not the quarterback? Jet fans, listen, you got an offensive lineman. Gordon,
you can never have enough.
Even the assistant general manager Joe Douglas was happy, but the general manager, Aaron Rodgers, was really happy. We might hear from them a little bit later in the show on 98.7 ESPN.
This is ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty and Gordon Damer on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, I mean, we already made three moves in the offseason with Green and John to play guard, Morgan to play tackle, and Tyron to play tackle as well. So it wasn't necessarily top of the needs, but I know they really loved Olu, and I love what Joe did, moving back and getting a couple more picks.
General Manager Aaron Rodgers, happy with what Joe Douglas did, Gordon Damer?
Yeah. Well, as long as you get that approval. Yeah, no, you need to get the approval of the quarterback, the shadow GM.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he wants to be protected. He's very happy that the
By the way, Larry, I forgot to tell you this.
Yes.
Islanders Nation, listen up. ESPN New York has your chance to score tickets to the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. And Islander fans, you better move quickly on this. Be there to see your New York Islanders take on the Carolina Hurricanes in Game 4 at UBS Arena. To enter to win, just go to ESPNNewYork.com or the ESPN New York app and scroll down to contest. Submit your entry. It's brought to you by the New York Islanders. Be part of the electric atmosphere at UBS Arena. Get your tickets at NewYorkIslanders.com.
Absolutely. Back to the phones we go. Morris is in the car. What's up, Mo?
Hey, so I drove from New York to Philly for game three here. I'll say Philly fans should be embarrassed. It sounded like Madison Square Garden South out there. But my question is, look, you're talking about the flagrant two on Embiid where he should have been tossed. But just in general, the way this series has been reffed, you know, Philly fans spent 48 hours complaining after the end of game two there. But all series, Embiid getting phantom call after phantom call, a seven-footer banging in the post, injuring Mitch tonight. Brunson, 6-foot guard, he's just getting beaten up out there, getting nothing. What do you think it's fair to expect Brunson to start getting some fair calls or something? What can we do to get Brunson going here?
Morris, thanks for the phone call. I thought he got going tonight.
Yeah.
He was much better tonight. He got to the free throw line. He's not going to get every call. Mm-hmm. But
he went to the line 12 times, so it's not like he didn't go at all.
Yeah, so, you know, they just have to do a better job of trying to keep Embiid off the foul line, Gordon, because he loves to go to the foul line.
He does that, and he killed him there tonight. I mean, he killed him at three, killed him at the foul line, killed him everywhere. Tried to kill him in the paint.
He was a single assassin tonight.
And look, sometimes the calls don't go your way. To me, as a Knicks fan, I'm not upset with the officiating overall. Mm-mm, just upset that Embiid got away with what he got away with, because that was clearly a dirty play, and anyone with two eyes could have seen it.
Joey's in Jersey. What's up, Joey?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Heading back from the game right now. First and foremost, if that would have happened to the Garden, I wonder if he would have got tossed or not. But Embiid really lit up the place. Jalen got going, but it was really a dirty play. But when I was talking to my buddy on the way home, I just wish somebody would have checked Embiid at some point. You know, we've been fighting all year. We've been we're working hard, and we've been the toughest and most aggressive team on the court at all times. I just wonder who that guy's going to be to check somebody if that happens again. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, we'll see, Joey. You know, these games are real close. You don't want to do something of that nature to put people on the free throw line. And Gordon, you got to be careful because you could change momentum.
Yeah, you don't want to get yourself thrown out of a game or suspended or anything like that as well.
Absolutely. So you got to be careful with that. Got to be careful. Tashi's in the story. What's up, Tashi?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. Basically, the game was pretty much like New York City today. We had a beautiful moon over the skyline, and that's how Brunson was coming up and giving us some offense. Offense was all good. But again, the bad side was like the New York City traffic with Trump and Biden in town. And it looks like that's how we got killed by Embiid.
Hey, ran over you, huh, Tashi? Thanks for the phone call. I'll say this, Gordon.
Yeah, a long way to go to get an analogy there, but okay.
Yeah, he worked hard.
He did.
I don't expect him to have another game like that, Gordon.
No,
he had to have
no.
a game like that right. tonight.
Yeah. Everything went right for the Sixers tonight.
Absolutely.
You just have to make sure that doesn't happen again.
That's right. Now, what have you got cooking on Saturday, Gordon? What time are you on this Saturday? You fluctuate.
I'm not sure yet, Larry. This is only Thursday. I'm not sure what time it is. I think
it's in the afternoon.
It's after events or something like that. I think it's probably 5 to 8, maybe.
Is it after Islanders?
We'll find that. We'll nail that down tomorrow and figure it out. I think it's going to be a lot of Knicks. It's going to be a lot of draft. Maybe some baseball too.
Okay, sounds good. All right. Well, you have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Larry.
That wraps up this edition of ESPN New York Tonight. We thank you for joining us. Harvey, Joe, thank you very much. Conversation continues on 98.7 ESPN.